Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill
insulin
cravings.
Sensitivity.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Signos.
Good morning, everybody. Oh, Jesus. Good morning, everybody, and buenos dias, good afternoon, good evening. Depending on where you're watching from, let me just adjust my volume a little bit. I think that probably sounds a little bit better, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. There we go. All right. Yeah, hope everyone's having a good morning. It's just me. It's just me right now. I'm assuming the Nicaraguan internet has struck our wonderful Paula. Queenie is on a train and says it's a tad loud. I'm assuming she'll come and say hi, though, because, you know, I'm on my own. And Queenie, we'll see what happens. But first, before we jump in, obviously, you know, I like to sit and talk a little bit of drivel. I've had a couple of really weird moments, right? And they're happening on this camera. I keep seeing orbs flying over my shoulders or going past my head or coming out this wall. It seems to be coming out of this wall and then coming up and over. So keep your eyes out for that. Second of all, I swear, right, this little statue here, right, I moved it. I opened my window. I latched it open so that it was fully open. I have zero memory of closing this window and this statue moving. It's been weird. Now, to add it all, I was at my mum's the other day, and she's got this long, maybe, I don't know, 18 inches high by about a meter long, old leather-topped table thing, right? I moved it from one room to the other, and I stood it up so that, basically, if this was the table, instead of it being flat like this, I had it standing up like this. Now, it's square, right? It's square on the edges, rectangle in length, right? And I went to the room and I came back and it had moved and was perfectly balanced like this up against a piano, right? No, Kaz, no. So I kind of moved it and knocked it over to see how it would land, and it made a huge crash. It was just weird. It's just weird, right? And there's a lot of odd things that have happened in this house. There's a weird room under my stairs that looks like a Dexter kill room. Anyway, there's a lot of weirdness, but hey, I just thought I'd fill you in on that. More ghosty stuff coming soon. But certainly it was odd. Now I'm working on a video for you guys, and it's kind of like the first of its kind, really, on Sean's channel. It's following a YouTuber who's been put in the spotlight this week called I Am Alex, and his ex-girlfriend has come forward with an 82-page document on this guy, and it's unbelievable what has happened, okay? And the reason I'm saying this is I watch a lot of YouTube, right? And There's UK channels that I am really, really fond of, and some of the, it's just nonsense. Like it's like nonsense TV. Like three dudes all commenting on some of the British television from the 90s, which was just shocking. I don't know what it sounds. It's garbage. It's literally garbage TV, right? But I love it, right? And he's in a kind of little British group with some other YouTubers, and it's one of the most shocking cases, I think, in recent times with regards to a psychopath and how he treats his girlfriend. It's horrific. So since the original girlfriend has come out, another girlfriend has come out. You get a haircut, Charlene Benker. That is a nay. That is a nay on the hair. Maybe get the ends cut. So I just wanted to make a video on it today. And it just seems to be snowballing the more time goes on. So stay tuned for that. Also, my channel, Project Rook, I've almost finished editing the first of my documentaries, Hurtcore. It's really going to ruin some weekends. It's been remastered, re-edited, all this stuff for YouTube. It's taken a while. The original edit was 3.5 hours long. It's been cut back, and then it's had new stuff added. It's a madness. Listen, I'll be honest, Susan. I'm very much in that realm, okay? None of this scares me. None of this freaks me out. And I'm very well protected, but I appreciate your words. The orb answer is on your t-shirt, Ron. This is Teddy Fresh. I don't know what you're seeing. It's also dyed a little bit purple from my feather boa, but that's all right. That's okay. All right, so Queenie will be here around 2 p.m. Oh, nice, nice. I saw it, Pam. I saw the Royal Grift. Okay, so famous last words. It's very true. So before we get started, everybody, please make sure you're subscribed, make sure you like, make sure you share. And we're going to just sort of delve in to some headlines here, because you will be saved from any long recaps today, because I don't have that level of education. So I wanted to jump into this because Piers Morgan slammed for insensitive Kate Middleton comments about her appearance. I've not read this. I already know, or I already feel like I know what this is going to say. And like, I feel like it's something everybody thought, but no one was commenting on, because we know she's gone through. Oh, Linny, don't tempt me, okay? Do not tempt me. My baby is due on Christmas Day. Don't tempt me. I was this close to getting a full-on mad boy, right? Big old carrot top freaking hairdo. I just honestly, sometimes I see bass guitarists from bands in the 60s with these massive afros, and I'm just like, I want that. But then I think to myself, do I want that, or did I just want that for like a weekend? I don't know. But right, anyway, so I feel like I know what this is going to say, right? Piers Morgan's been slammed for thin. Princess looks pretty thin, yeah. And her first public appearance since she's been diagnosed with cancer. That is just, I can't think. I mean, that must have been a brain fart. It must have been. I mean, it must have been. I mean, no one says that out loud. Like, I just think that is so bad. The controversial host, who also criticized for suggesting that both Kate and King Charles should disclose the type of cancer they're suffering, really? Respective of their privacy, he demanded one viewer, Piers Morgan, uncensored, while a second remark that the princess has always been thin. I thought she looked freaking awesome, right? I thought she looked awesome for everything she's been through. Do you know what I'm saying? Get a wig, Ron. Maybe I will do that. Yeah, I want to see what it looks like. But talking without thinking. See, again, though, was he on a live stream or was this edited? Because if it's edited, you can't really do the whole talking without thinking. And again, I'm not saying that forgives anything. I just think there's a big difference between having a brain fart and being malicious, if that makes sense. Morgan's comments come amid the revelation that Kate wanted to attend the Tripping of the Colours after she was last seen in public at Christmas 2023. It was the princess's decision, and hers alone, a family friend told Vanity Fair. Catherine discussed the idea with William and the King after having the okay from medical team. Thankfully, she has been feeling much better recently, and the Tripping has been something of a goal for her to work towards. Freaking awesome. Like, I mean, look at it. It was freaking awesome. And I don't know if any of you guys watched it with us. I done a live stream on Saturday morning, sort of covering the whole Tripping of the Colours. And it was great. I thought she looked fabulous. Her outfit. And again, I'm just a dude on the internet talking about women's fashion again. But she looked freaking awesome. She looked awesome. I had a lot of intrusive thoughts about trying to throw this hat that she was wearing off the balcony like a discus. And then later on, do you remember that guy from James Bond that threw his hat with a razor in it? I was thinking maybe that had something to do with it, but I just thought it was freaking awesome. She looks like she is in another world. I don't know who this lady is with the purple print, but she was looking spacey. And nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying. Yes. Hang on a second. That is Wedger. Yes, yes, yes. IG. Okay. I think if anyone is interested, me and John Wedger do a weekly true crime podcast, live stream, whatever you want to call it. And I think we're going to be covering Barrymore, the Michael Barrymore case, because that's what John Wedger's just sent me. It's his little inside scoop there. Also, he has secured an interview with the Polish lady who thinks she's Madeleine McCann. So stay tuned for that too. I think that was quite shocking. And again, I've not seen where they've taken this quote from. But it just seems really insensitive, especially as somebody who's doing, you know, commentary or narration, whatever you want to call it. I mean, obviously we all seen Princess Catherine and she looked fantastic, but she also looked like she has gone through a lot. And I think there is better ways of saying that somebody looks like they've gone through a lot than saying what Piers has said. And I think that's where we'll leave that, because I think that's the best way of summing it up. But here's a good one. Here's an interesting one. Kate Middleton's Catherine's appearance could save the royal family. So let's have a little chat about what you guys think about this, because we often cover Harry and, well, we always cover Harry and Meghan. And I think we often talk about what Harry's comeback arc could be, what Harry's well, maybe not so much now, but certainly last year we did. How he could have a... what the hell is the word I'm looking for? A something arc. Anyway, a comeback frickin' chapter, whatever we want to call it. And a lot of people would say, oh, we need to start with South Africa and all this kind of stuff. Now, when it comes to 2024, it's not so much about how Harry can have a redemption arc. There we go. It's more about how the monarchy can have a redemption arc, if you see what I'm saying. Like, I feel like I feel like King Charles has been a massive disappointment, and I'm going to say it now, because there has been so many occasions where he could have done something to stand up or step forward in a way that gives him credibility as this new king. And that is just regarding things that are going on in his own family, let alone world affairs or having to complicate himself with, you know, international matters. He just needs to look at his family. And I am really, and again, I know he's been sick. I know he's had cancer. But this didn't start last week. Okay, this really did not start last week. It started a long time ago. Has it been allowed to fester? Sure. Has it maybe snowballed out of his control? Very possibly. Also, I'm very much talking from the mainstream point of view here, as opposed to their pawns. This is a bigger picture, globalization. We're very much discussing the mainstream at the moment. So Kate Middleton's reappearance could save the royal family. I think Kate Middleton, Catherine and William are our last hope for the monarchy. I feel like there is so much on their shoulders, because I don't think we're going to see anything of any great relevance, if we're to believe the mainstream, from our current king, establishment, and monarchy. Let me know what you guys think in the side chat. And if you're, you know, about to go type something, make sure you like the stream. Make sure you share it. It really does help out. And I really feel this has to apply to the monarchy, because I think the day that William and Catherine become king and queen, I think that is going to be an epic reboot for the monarchy. But let me know what you guys think in the side chat. I really like to see what you guys think. And again, apologies for anyone who's been messaging me on the WhatsApp. My tablet is broken. It will be a new one will arrive this week. thankfully, big shout out to Amazon customer service who dealt with an irate me at the end of last week. Okay, so let's jump on our next headline. Harry and Meghan branded ruthless as they ignore royal protocol. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been branded ruthless as they ignore royal protocol by a royal commentator. According to Richard Fitzwilliams, who recently spoke exclusively to The Mirror. Hang on a second, that's Queenie messaging me something. Oh, she's messaging me pictures of train stations in Scotland. Big shout out to Queenie, man. According to Richard Fitzwilliams, who recently spoke exclusively to The Mirror, the Sussexes were always ruthless in disregarding events in the diaries of other members of the royal family, ignoring protocol, which was they didn't clash. Hang on a second. The Sussexes were always ruthless in disregarding events in the diaries of other members of the royal family, ignoring protocol, which was they didn't clash. Okay, so obviously we know that Meghan likes to find things and hijack them and make them all about Meghan. So I'm assuming this is what they're pointing out. He added, an example was the release of the trailer of the Netflix docuseries, Harry and Meghan, which coincided with Cambridge's trip to the United States for the Earthshot Prize 2022. With this comment coming after Meghan's new brand, American Riviera Orchard, seemingly unveiled two new products the day of Trooping the Colors. Well, I mean, I'll be honest. How poor was the release of any of those products, let alone dog biscuits and jam? I mean, what? The whole dog biscuits and jam thing. Like, we've touched on this yesterday, and I don't know what is going on with this. Like, I don't know what is going on with the Riviera Orchard. I feel like there's a massive, like, 1940s mafia laundering, washing of money, allegedly, thing going on here. I mean, there's obviously not. But that would make a lot more sense than two different jams, none of which are for sale, and now some dog biscuits. You see what I'm saying? And I'll tell you something else. Yeah, Paula should be coming on. Yeah, I don't know what. Well, listen, when it says that she's not been active from a certain time on her WhatsApp, so she's not been seen since 11, so I'm assuming that's when the internet went down and it's not updated. So Paula will always be here if either that or it's finally happened and they have come for her, but I'm assuming everything's fine. I'm assuming everything's fine. But again, I don't really understand a desperate attempt of attention. Okay, so this is the thing. I completely agree with you, Kate, right? But see if you, and just for a second, play along. Everyone just play along, right? See if you wanted to cause some attention, right? How far are dog biscuits and jam in your thought process from an idea you would pick to get some attention? Do you see what I mean? Look up dog biscuits in the Urban Dictionary. Okay. I know there's a big conspiracy, and I know I said I would watch that video, and I completely forgot. I didn't forget. That's a lie. I just didn't have time. So... okay, Urban Dictionary dog biscuit. Okay. All right. Okay. So interesting. I do need to watch TRG's video. Okay. I feel like I really shouldn't just be stealing TRG's content, if I'm being honest with you. Right. But we could maybe just flick through it a wee bit, eh? I mean, just a little bit. A little bit. Just a tiny little bit, because I think it's because you know, you guys know I'm going to love this for a start. Okay, Meghan's jamogram, Meghan's raspberry jam, a cruel message to Catherine. Okay, we're not going to watch all of this. Okay, I just want to hear her takes on a little bit of this. I'm sorry as well. I am stealing a little bit of this content, but I will share it right now, and I'm not going to watch it all. So here's the part about the dog, right? How much? I don't want to steal too much of this. I really don't. Let's just listen to a little bit, right? We'll listen to a little bit, and then we won't steal any.
Pretty dominant throughout the.
Can you let me know? Can you guys hear this
jar? So when you look at this jar, it's the same.
Can you guys hear this? She has a really nice voice. You're giving. Oh yeah, I'm definitely giving her the credit, 100%. And we're only going to listen to a little bit, okay? But let me know if you can hear, if you heard the video playing, because I was having it. Yep. Okay.
In fibrous, gunky looking shit that Megan gave in her strawberry jam. Where
it does look? See, we said that yesterday.
Where are those raspberry seeds? This looks to me like Megan slapped this together right after she found out that Catherine was going to be making an appearance on the balcony. 100%. I'm convinced that this is the same strawberry shit that Megan gave out, but changed the labels, as this label is practically falling off. So now when.
Yeah, see, that's a good. That's
you think about it, and people talking about the symbolism of raspberries and what that message might be.
All right, tell me.
It now all starts to make sense, especially if you look at everything else that was included in these four posts. So now when we put up these two posts and you look at it, you have to ask the question, why would Nacho, aka Megan, put a skinny white dog next to this jar of jam? I highly doubt she's saying that this jam, even though we might think it is dog food. Then on the right side, you have the same skinny little white dog with a jar of dog treats or dog biscuits written in Megan's awful calligraphy. Now, for the unsuspecting that don't know, Megan is a calculating, scheming.
I'm so stealing this content. I'm so sorry. This is the laziest form of anything. I just want to apologize to you all. But I'm too sucked in.
Bitch would say, oh, look how cute that is. Megan's also going to be selling dog biscuits in her lifestyle brand.
That's what we all thought.
People forget that this conniving woman loved to put hidden messages in her Instagram posts. So back.
Oh, God. See, do you know what, right? I often make a joke about how this would all make sense if this was some sort of Illuminati shame ritual, right? Like, it would all make sense. Like, you would think to yourself, oh, that actually makes sense now. I get this was all a New World Order, Illuminati, like, self-shame thing that Meghan and Harry were doing, right? That all kind of makes sense. And they talk a lot about hidden symbolism and how they put things in plain sight and all of this kind of stuff. I wonder if in the back of Meghan's head, do you think she sat at home, like, proper consuming, like, early 2000s, late 90s Alex Jones content.
When it was announced that she was dating Harry, she posted this. And as you can see in this photo, she's wearing Harry's bracelet. At the time, no one knew that she was dating him, but she would do stuff.
All right.
What a mean girl Megan really is. So looking at the left side where it says dog treats on it, don't you think if this was supposed to be part of Megan's lifestyle brand, she would have arrow labeling somewhere on it? Here is what.
Yeah. I think that's. I mean, it says dog biscuits, not dog treats, and that's not me. I'm. It's the intrusive thoughts. I'm just saying.
Never have known what blowing raspberries meant. At first, I was like, nah.
See, this is quite a smart troll. It genuinely sounds like this is completely plausible, right? Like, completely plausible, and. It's quite scary to think that Megan has went through this level of crazy thought process. I mean, I know we say it all the time. But that is wild. I mean, that is a new level of cray-cray. Let me just steal a little bit more. Okay, let's have a look at this. I'm going to link this full video for everybody as well.
Else, like cheating, two-timing. According to Urban Dictionary, it does. It means when a timestamp cup confirms your spouse is cheating on you. Oh. So we have this jar that's stamped 2 of 2, which makes absolutely no sense unless... it relates to this. And we all know that Meghan and her minions have been spreading that rumor for years that he had been having an affair with another woman. This is one of them, if not Meghan herself, that's behind this account, who says really hurtful and malicious things about Catherine and the royal family. Meghan's domestic terror organization also called...
See, this is what happens when the power goes out in Nicaragua. I resort to having to steal content, Paula. You look very stressed this morning as well, Paula. Is everything okay?
We had no internet. I mean, I kid you not, you know, like, it's just that they were cutting the cables. Remember yesterday I told you about that, those cables?
Yes.
I kid you not. Look, I don't know if you can see this. These are the cables that they're
cutting. Hang on. Stay there.
I don't know.
Ron can do his job. There we go. Oh, yeah, I see them. Yeah.
And then I'm going to show you, you know, I got so curious about what you said. And they do have like copper or something in there. I don't know.
Yeah, they will have copper wirings.
They have something in there. It's insane. Wow. But they cut them again. They put them up yesterday and they cut them again. So this is why I don't have internet today.
I just want to say, Queenie can't even load the stream right now on the train. And she says I have to stop laughing at her, but I'm not going to. I was just sort of stealing some content looking at TRG's video. And the reason for that is I can't remember what we were talking about. We kind of segued
it was yesterday about the dog and the female dog.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And the two of two and the double meanings of that. I've stolen enough content for the day, though. And we were talking this morning about Piers Morgan being called out for saying what Catherine looked a bit thin and all this kind of stuff. And we were discussing that.
Well, you know, I'm sorry, but. You know, people say that talking about appearances and stuff like that, people are trashing me and stuff like that. This is a woman clearly who has cancer.
Yeah.
Who's going through chemotherapy. She's not eating chocolates. You know, she's going through chemotherapy.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know, and the woman is perfect. I'm sorry. I mean, I don't mean that she's perfect in, oh my gosh, she doesn't make mistakes. I mean that she is a human being. She's doing the best she can in a situation she's in, you know? And I mean, there's not a woman who's going, is not out on vacation dining at the Ivy, you know? She's going through chemotherapy. I'm sure that she's lost her appetite. I'm sure that she might be throwing up. It's just awful. I mean...
Yeah. No, I think all I was saying, DMR, was I was just really just wanting to conclude what I seen in that video. And I think it's interesting when we span the scope of Meg's capabilities, because if everything that we just witnessed and that was just a snippet in that video was true, the double meanings, all of it, that is next level. Like that, if that was in a movie, we'd all be like, that's a bit much. I don't think anybody would actually do that. Also, could we please share this stream? It really, really helps us out. The algorithm is always against us, and it would really, really mean a lot if you would do that. Please. Okay, what we got today, Paula?
I sent you, you know, I did a video yesterday with Tumi. We did the timeline of Meghan's cheating. I mean, even during the video, I mixed the names because there were so many men, Ron. I mean, there was just so many men. The timeline of the cheating, it's so confusing because clearly...
Where did you get this photo from?
These photos are from this. This is a wedding. This is a wedding in 2015, December 31st, 2015 in Iceland that Meghan and Corey Vitiello attended. Okay. Right? But Meghan, of course, she posted the pictures from Iceland, right? She said, oh, I'm in Iceland and, you know, New Year's Eve, the 31st in Iceland. And she posted, she had people write an article saying that she had been, it was her last single, her last trip as a single woman. She was there with Corey Vitiello, whom she was living with, you know? And it was so funny. So we did a whole timeline. I mean, it's 2 hours, but I did the first minute.
The only reason I'm asking, right, is where did this image come from?
Oh, it's from the wedding itself, from the Instagram place of the people.
Okay, because I'll be honest, this looks like really dodgy to me.
No, but
if it's from their Insta, then yeah, I it's from
Instagram. I can tell you the name of the Insta even. Like it's because Corey Vitiello tagged them. He tagged them in those pictures. He tagged them in Meghan Markle. I'll show you something here.
I'll be honest. This looks sketchy to me.
No, but look at the other one. Look at the other one. Look at the other picture.
This one doesn't look too sketchy.
No, that's him. And that's Moshe Lundstrom, because Corey Vitiello tagged her. Let me see if I still have them. I sent them. Let me see if I still have it. Oh, yeah.
Channel or Tumi's channel?
It's in my channel, but I'm going to send you the picture from Iceland, because she shared these pictures, but she shared them as though she was alone. Okay. I'm going to send it to you right now. I'm going to send you the one that she took, that she posted on her own Instagram, her now deleted Instagram, right? This is, there, that's Meghan. I sent it to you.
Okay.
And I'm going to send you the one from Corey. All
right.
Yes, I am going to put, we're going to post part two today, guys, because DMR, I'm sorry about that. It's just that I want people to go to Tumi's channel. So we're going to post part two today. We did the other interview, but I left her link in the video description and in the pinned comment of the video.
Is that a video you done with Tumi? Yeah.
Yeah, I did a video with Tumi talking about the timeline of the cheating. But you know, at one point I was saying she's married to Corey when she was. I wanted to say she's married to Trevor, because the interesting part here, Ron, is
I got it. Paula and.
I want to show you this other pictures, because these are really wicked. I think I still have them. Yep, I still have them. I'll send them to you right now, because I want people to see that this is really interesting, because Harry was the other man, clearly.
Say that again.
Harry was the other man in this relationship, and I wonder if he knew.
Oh, yeah, because of this other photo here. This is the one you're talking about.
Yes. But I'm going to show you, it gets worse. It gets actually worse. So I wonder if the people in this chat can tell us what they think, because it really does get worse. I'm going to show you.
Okay, hang on a second. Let's just go back to all of these, right? So this is Meghan Markle at a wedding in Iceland, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming Mr. Harold isn't there, right?
No, she's there with Corey Vitiello.
Okay.
This is December 30th. She went there to Iceland from December.
You wanna read this one out for us here?
Yeah, I sent you two other pictures which are really interesting. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Which one do you want me to read out, Ron?
This the one that's on the screen.
Meghan Markle reportedly visited Iceland during the new year before she first met Prince Harry. This is an article that she posted herself. Kara Godfrey, a journalist for Express, revealed that this was one of Markle's last destinations as a single woman. This is an article that she put out on her Instagram account. Markle shared some photos from her trip to Hafnarfjörður and Reykjavik. In the snap, Markle posed in front of a huge signage and while standing on thick layers of snow. "You're so pretty and really nice too. Just my type," she captioned her own picture. I mean, the vanity.
Yeah.
You know, Iceland is reportedly known as one of the most expensive countries. Keep in mind that Corey Vitiello paid for this, for that, you know, and he thought that they were on honeymoon or whatever. Countries to travel. And Prince Harry, Prince William, and Kate Middleton have not been there. Queen Elizabeth II, however, visited the island in 1990. Before dating Prince Harry, Markle has also traveled to Malta, Spain, Italy, Greece, and her friends. with her friends. She also regularly spent time in Tulum, Mexico, Toronto, Canada, and the United States. But since meeting Prince Harry, Markle has not traveled solo.
Markle has not traveled solo. Rumors about the Duchess of Sussex going to Toronto without her husband have been confirmed to be false reports, and that's where it ends. So
it's just that she had this video posted because she didn't want people to think that she was with Corey. She was living with Corey Vitiello.
Damn. I mean, allegedly, but damn.
No, she was living with him. She was living with him.
So
I'm going to show you. Let me see if I have
this. This was all going on after she married Harry or before?
No. This is right before she married Harry, because this is where the timeline gets really, really confusing, right? Because I'm going to send you another one. I'm going to send you this picture here. I'm going to send you a couple of pictures, and it's going to be really interesting, right?
Okay, well, let's try and get through all the pictures in the order you're sending me them.
Okay.
Fire them over just now. I'll load them all up, and then we'll go through them.
Yeah, I'm sending them to you. I'm sending them to you right now. I'm sending it to you right now.
Thanking you very much.
And then I sent you one, and I'm going to send you one with that's really, really interesting too, because she posted this picture in July. Doria came. Let me see. Is that the picture? Yep. Okay. There we go. So you can see those pictures.
Okay. No problems. All right. We've got all the pictures.
Mm-hmm. That's her and Megan, but she says that she traveled solo. She posted those articles, guys.
Okay. So next one is this one, and obviously that you can't deny.
That's a picture. That's the one that this article that we just read is referring to. That she's there on her own. She's solo, right?
Okay.
And then go post the one. There's Corey Vitiello. You can see his account, and he tagged Moshe Lundstrom because Moshe Lundstrom's wedding. That's the wedding that we showed the pictures of.
Okay.
That is Meghan Markle. I can't see it because of the news flash. Uh-oh. She's saying something like, Easter just got swanky. Happy Easter. Eastover. That's March 27, 2016. Right? Look at that. And put the other one with the food. That's Corey Vitiello. That's exactly the same thing. Easter breakfast tradition. 12 hours later, still can't beat it. Had to go back in to finish off the tin, Meghan Markle. You know why he tagged her? Because he never tagged her before. He's tagged suits and he's tagged others. This is he was already confronting her because he had confronted her about Rory McIlroy. He had confronted her about the two hockey players. There was even one hockey player who tweeted, Meghan Markle, I'm sending in 2015. I'm sending a car over to pick you up at the airport. Later, the same hockey player tweeted, I didn't know you were married. Why did you tell me you were married? I'm unfollowing you. He posted that very publicly. And then with the other hockey player, she did that too. So this is him. So he tagged her. She was livid. They were spending Easter together. He cooked that for her. Remember that he is the chef, right? So this is March 27, 2016. And post the picture of the dogs. No, that's Bogart, right? And those are Meghan Markle's dogs. He's clearly at her home. This is March 21st, 2016. He was living. I mean, there's a bunch of pictures we posted yesterday with him. Is the one in the middle? No, not him. The other guy.
He's I like cute. This guy.
But he's not. Those are the two.
Yeah, that looks like the beagle that we've seen in that very suspicious.
The Labrador there as well. Yeah, and then post the other picture of the peonies. There's a picture of the peonies that she is that is July 1st. Meghan Markle is in London. That's when she sealed the deal with Harry. And we talked about this, that there's this account that say, I wonder if these were from our prince. Keep in mind that nobody knew on July 1st, 2016, that Meghan Markle had just dated Harry, had gone on a date with Harry. So that is one of Meghan Markle's accounts. That she sent herself of that to start putting out that she was with a prince to to get people curious about that. But that account was allegedly Meghan Markle's, you know, because who else would know? Who else would know if nobody knew that she was going to go see Harry? Why would one of her fans be talking about a prince?
Yeah, it makes sense that you would say that for sure.
Yeah. And okay, this is July 1st. Now put the other one. July 22nd, 2016. Mom is in town. Dinner at home with Eat Flock. July 22nd, 2016. Eat Flock is, Corey Vitiello's really nice restaurant. He has like a little chain of restaurants. It's called Flock. He specializes in roasted chicken. He does all these amazing salads. I know because I've been there. He does these amazing salads. Corey Vitiello moved out of Meghan Markle's home. They ended their relationship mid-August when he confronted her because she ended up going with Harry to Botswana. But the reason why she didn't break up with Corey is because she didn't know what was going to happen with Harry, so she needed a backup plan. But she was still with Corey at least until July 22nd, 2016, because he took Doria. She took Doria.
I mean, you can't possibly expect her to give something up without something new. You know, this is Meghan we're talking about. She can't possibly take a leap of faith and go from one relationship in an elegant fashion. Of course, I mean, of course, there's going to be overlap. I mean, of course, 100% agree.
I sent you this last picture because this is just to show you that this is when she was still married to Trevor Engelson. Okay. This is Doria, who went to see her. My mom, and she uses the Britishism with you, my mom. Belated birthday dinner at the Harbor Room. Guess who was the chef at the Harbor Room? Corey Vitiello. And she took him there, and this is in 2013. So she was still with, she hooked up with Corey Vitiello early 2013 when she was still with Trevor Engelson. Trevor Engelson was still taking trips to see her to Toronto, and she was hooked up with two other hockey players and Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, I mean, it's wild. Not so much, you know, what she's capable of. We've all seen what she's capable of, but it's the paper trail that you're producing. It's how she's got away with it, with all of this.
I don't have the picture because Tumi had them. But what she did, you know, that picture where she set up, she posted the peonies and she said, you know, who sent you this flower? She bought them herself. But what's worse, she posted another picture that very next day on July 2nd saying, oh, breakfast for one, you know, it's something being nice alone in London. And then she posted a picture with her and another girl in bed saying, oh, I spent a lonely night here chatting with my girl, because she needed to give the intention that she was still, that she was without anybody because of Corey Vitiello. Because Corey Vitiello asked her, who sent you those peonies? Because he knew he hadn't sent him. He hadn't sent her peonies, right? So the very next day, she posted those two pictures of her in bed with a friend, with a female friend, saying, oh my God, you know, such a nice night when she had spent the night with Harry. I mean, the levels of this woman.
The denial is fascinating. Fascinating. Just to remind everybody once again, if you can like and share, Sean has obviously been on his tour up until the end of this month. He's now out filming a whole bunch of new podcasts. He's away talking at school today. And of course, I'm Ron Swanson. Just in case you're unfamiliar, I am not Sean with long hair. he's got a whole bunch of new stuff coming out, rolling out this week, just to keep you all updated with what's going on.
Absolutely. I wonder if Harry knew. I am pretty sure that the royal family knew. You know that Queenie asked why the Queen would allow Harry to marry Meghan. I've been thinking a lot about that.
Okay. That's with your theory.
I don't think any quality woman would have married Harry. So the royal family were just happy that anybody, even somebody like Meghan, would want to take that burden on. I really do believe that they really thought that Meghan would be grateful that they were plucking her from where she was. You know, I really do think so. I think that the queen was a Christian woman. I really do. So, and I really thought, you know where she's coming from. She has no prospects. We can control her. You know, she'll be grateful. And she said the right things. We see that she's conniving and sneaky. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. See, I don't know if the queen would have seen it like that.
No, I'm sure she was happy for him because he was in love and he started throwing tantrums since he started throwing the racist thing. But I'm just saying, like, you know, like, look at Cressida. Cressida would have never married him. She dumped him. Yeah. The same thing with Chelsea.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, I really think we're overdue a big analysis of what I've learned about Harry. We often talk so much about Meghan because it's obvious because of how branded she is with this narcissistic mindset. But I think it's very easy to forget about Harry and all of this. I think a lot of people have a strong opinion on where they stand with Harry. And I think a lot of people feel he's a victim, he's been worn down, all of this. But I think we're overdue just looking at the data and me having a bit of a rant. So look forward to that in the near future, because I really do think it's time we turn the microscope on Harry for a minute. Because I'm not being funny, but we've all got like friends, or have gone through our lives where one of our friends or relatives has got a partner that's a bit of a character, okay? And usually, if there's a repeating issue or a repeating problem, at the very minimum, you would think that you would engage in conversation with that person about it, as adults normally would. But I just feel like I'm so far past now seeing him as this weakling. And I'm going to need to formulate my thoughts, and then we'll talk about it at a later date. But that's something to look forward to, because we're definitely long overdue a hardcore rant, right? I'm just loading up this link, Paula. My browser is being...
Yeah, turned. This is why we did a timeline. The second part is going to be mind-blowing, because, of course, those pictures, you know, it's incredible how... And you know what it is? It really boggles the mind, Ron, how two people on YouTube, like me and Tumi, you can just go there. I mean, it just... We've been talking, I did a few videos about this about 3 years ago when I started my channel. I did a few videos. Thank you, Watney. We actually did a couple of videos about this. No, 4 videos about this timeline and stuff. But I wasn't that detailed, you know. But then, and I posted some of the pictures because back then I didn't even know how to post pictures, you know. So I would post the video and I'd show the picture, you know, whatever. But now that I know a little bit more technology, I was able to put those pictures like a little bit clearer, you know. So but then the second part, please, you gotta go see the second part. Yeah. Tumi posted today in her channel, and I left the channel in the video.
I'm posting her channel right now for everybody.
Yes.
All right, everybody, I'm gonna post this now. Just make sure you go subscribe and all of that. We'll hold fire for a few seconds. Like, share, go to Tumi's channel and subscribe for part 2 of the video that Paula has been describing. Part 1 is on Paula's channel already. Make sure you go and check that out. Make sure you're subscribed there. Queenie is sending me gifts of bears slapping their hands on the ground with frustration because the internet on the train is garbage. So big shout out to Queenie on her travels, and big shout out to her boys left at home to fend for themselves. I sure hope they survive, Queenie. I'm sure you've left them enough rations anyway. You were cooking all day yesterday. So, yeah.
I want to say thank you to the people who subscribed to Tumi. She was really happy. She gained 1,000 subscribers yesterday after we did the video on my channel. So I hope she's going to get at least 7,000 subscribers when you go follow her and watch the other video. So thanks to those of you who watched the video yesterday and went to subscribe to her channel. Also, I want to thank those who have donated to Megan's small puppy. If you can keep helping, the link of the PayPal account is in the video description. And my latest video, the video that was there yesterday with Queenie. So thank you to all of those who have donated. And yeah, because I know times are hard. And my son has a fractured foot.
Oh, yeah. What happened there?
I don't know. You know, he's incredibly smart. He's incredibly
super smart.
Super smart, but you know, basketball is not his thing. So he has something that's called has a displaced transverse fracture involving the neck of the fifth metatarsal. Position and alignment are near anatomic. TMT alignment is normal. He has a fractured foot. He can't put him down. I don't know why he went to play basketball. You know, like I used to play basketball, but he shouldn't be playing basketball. He should.
I was garbage at basketball. I am not made for that. I'm made for, like I say, I'm built like a dwarf. Low center of gravity. It's got to be full contact sports for me. Like this whole, like I just, it's got to be full contact. Anyway, I'm not going to go off on the full contact sport rant again.
We posted. I thought you had the article of the Order of the Garter. That was really nice.
Yeah, it's ready. It's right there. Relax. Okay, we're just asking about your son. Relax. We're getting a bit deeper into the Paula lore.
My son is like, yeah. And, you know, I wish I were there to take care of him. You know, as a mom, he's 23, and he's really tall, but I still, you know, he's any mother who knows that, you know.
Oh, Kaza, you're on your way to get Queenie. That is freaking awesome. Make sure you get on stream with her, please. Ron curling question mark. What? The sport.
I like curling.
The sport curling.
Yeah, I like.
That's when you slide across the ice with the wee thing and you do all of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I would love to go for a few beers and try curling. Okay. Like, for sure. One time. Okay. But, oh, man. I mean, I know nothing about curling.
No, but, you know, it's kind of discouraging. You know what the doctor said to him? Well, okay. They give him this boot that you attach it. You know that it's like a shoe, right?
Yeah.
It's going to take about 6 to 8 weeks. After that, you're going to be in a lot of pain because it's right before the, you know, here. It's like if this is your foot, it's around here, this area here. And I'm like, oh, man, I've broken so many bones. This is my, you know, like dislocated. I'd much rather have a clean break than that kind of fracture, you know, when it's cracked. A clean break, you put the thing in that, or, you know, but I feel bad for him, you know, because it's his foot and he has to go to school. He has to do all kinds of things, you know. And
I keep, there's like a little fluffy thing on this, like whatever this microphone cover thing is called. And every time I do this, it tickles the end of my nose and it's driving me up the freaking wall. It's driving me up. I'm going to take this off. I'm going to sneeze now as well. So bear with me. Sorry, Paula. Eric, carry on.
Hello.
Oh man, that was a good one. All right, yeah. Hang on, I need to fix my mic now. I feel like
the boot is so expensive. That stupid boot, $180.
$180 for what? What are we talking about?
Again, though, but still, you know, it's like. But hopefully, the insurance from his school will cover it. You know.
Oh, for the boot that he's wearing, your son. Okay, yeah, that makes more sense.
Yeah, but it's. Okay. I wish I were there with him. I feel so bad. You know, I could cook for him and stuff. My baby.
Oh, Bobby, listen. 1000%. Like, to be honest, we jump a lot from what I genuinely think is going on to the mainstream story and all that kind of stuff. We're very much in the mainstream story today. Paula's taking us through some timelines of Meghan's alleged affairs and cheating and overlapping of relationships. But believe me, there is so much more going on to all of this. So I completely agree. So don't think that we're just very one dynamic on the opinions here. It does fluctuate from day to day what it is we're specifically discussing. So yeah, don't think we're ruling anything out just because we're not covering it today. This is how a show goes when a neurodiverse host can't keep his thoughts in his head for more than 2 seconds. Nice. All right, Paula, where are we?
No, this is the Order of the Garter that Prince William and Princess Anne and Prince Edward, they were there. Of course, Princess Catherine couldn't be there. But this was, I think, yesterday, guys. Keep me in the loop about that.
Okay.
But it just show it. I think there's a little video and stuff. The pictures are so cool. You know, Prince William is looking. Look at that. That's them walking. That's the orders. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, guys, if I remember, that the Order of the Garter is is the monarch who personally grants that award for being loyal to the monarch or something like that.
Does anyone ever look at these outfits and think at some point in history they had a lot of bits of curtains left over and they just had to throw outfits together? Because I get massive, these should all be motifs on curtain vibes, whether it's drawback strings or I get a lot of curtainy vibes from a lot of the monarchy's outfits. I don't know why. Let me know if you agree. I'm just saying. I mean, fabulous though, but I mean, very curtainy.
But it's funny that the king's brother is not there, because he's also, or is he? Is that him? No, he's not there. The king's brother is not there, and he's part of the Order of the Garter, but they forbade him from showing up.
Yeah, well, is that Tony Blair?
I think so. Yeah, he's part of the Order of the Garter. Yeah.
What is she? Has had a couple of drinks. Her, she's having a great time. Her, she's loving it.
I know. I saw that. I was laughing.
Betty gave me a couple of sherries. I'm having a right good time. Oh, I bless.
Oh my god, that it was so funny. I also saw that. I was laughing because I thought I was going to be the only one who picked that up. It's like they do meet up and they do have like drinks and stuff like that before they go out. The lunch. He attended the lunch, but not the public thing like he used to.
Oh, there's William.
Yeah, oh, he's so handsome. He's there with Edward. Do you see that lady? I think that lady in pink is no, that's not Sophie, but she was wearing pink. She's usually standing with Princess Catherine, but she was alone. But he went on the carriage with them.
There's the king.
That's the king and his wife, yeah.
And his wife.
Well, isn't he married to her?
Yeah, well, it's the king and queen, mate. You know what I'm saying?
It's the king and the wife, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, that's why I pressed you.
But look at that, isn't that amazing? I love the pageantry. I really
look at these beef eaters right here, my G. Like mad,
isn't it?
You know how exclusive the postcode you need to live in to be one of these people at an event like this? I just want to point, do you think old ladies from the council estate up the road got to come down and sit here?
Actually, everybody can go. They usually come
and go. Say that, Paula. They say that. Okay, trust me.
They do. People come and show it.
If you don't turn up with an energy bill that proves your postcode, you ain't getting this close to nothing.
You're going to see William go by with Edward, and there's Sophie. Yeah. Sophie's sitting next to Prince Edward and Prince William.
See, I think what would have been a good look for the king's brother is if he was on one of these carriages, except he was tied by the feet to a rope to the back of it, and he was just face down being dragged, allegedly, and just talking about things that I do not encourage acts of violence. I am just saying, metaphorically speaking, that might have been a crowd pleaser. Nailed it. They actually do live in council houses. As a banner.
That's Princess Anne and her husband. What's his name? Tim, I think. I'm not sure. But isn't it? I really like this. Princess Catherine.
Dave, I look forward to you being here every day, Dave. You're the reason I get up in the morning, Dave. Okay. Knowing that I am here to entertain you wonderful people, mainly Dave, is what gets me up out of bed each day. So big shout out to Dave.
Linda saying tradition is important. Yeah, absolutely. This is why, you know, like the monarchy tradition, it's culture, really. You know, it's part of the culture.
Yeah, we say that when it's the nice stuff, but when it comes to beheadings, everyone gets a bit all up in arms, right? Because I can think of a few times over the last couple of years where I'm like, off with his head. You know what I mean? I think we should get one a year. I think the monarchy should get one a year. They get one beheading card and it's like the purge. Okay, they can just be like, boom, off with his head, dunzo. Just bring a bit of spice back to it. Do you know what I'm saying? A little bit of zazz, pizzazz or something.
I love the uniforms. You know, I love the whole thing. I really do. Look at
what are we watching. I'm just loving the fact that we're stealing content again. Like, what are we watching?
No. This is the article. This is part of the article of the Order of the Garter.
It does look a lot like Harry Potter. I'm not going to lie.
If
I was to take several shots of this, I bet we could convince a large portion of America that this was new Harry Potter advert.
That's when the queen was alive. See, that's the queen.
Or the stocks. See, the stocks is good, right?
Look at the queen.
Just one off with their head, hush. Just one a year, mate. Just one a year.
Look at the queen. That was the queen, Ron.
Oh, I seen her.
Yeah, that was the queen. Oh, I kind of miss her. I really miss the queen. I miss what she represented, you know. Look at her.
Well, look at her, it's not so much what she represented. That's still here. It's what she commanded.
What okay. She embodied. I mean, she embodied.
Because we never realized until now, okay? Because we're talking about a woman at the late, if we look at the whole like lifestyle, lifespan of Queen Elizabeth, and we look at the last two pages of her life, there was more integrity and more strength in those last two pages than has ever been in the entire saga of Prince / King Charles, okay? Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm just saying. I mean, the
queen. And again, I'd like to reiterate, I'm a dumbass on the internet who knows very little about all this, okay? And I can see it now. So, yes, yes. What the hell? What the? What? Oh, Slytherin. Right. Anyway, carry on.
So let's do the other because, guys, I think that Montecito and everything else around. Okay, I think we can all hear the shoutings and screaming from Montecito because Meghan Markle has been stalking Gwyneth Paltrow.
Okay, allegedly. What? Tell me more.
Well, you have the article there.
Oh, okay. Is it this article that we're looking at?
Yeah. Yes. It's No. I sent you another article in the private chat.
Oh yeah. Okay. Nice one. You totally zoned me in with that video, man. That was... All right, hang on. I need to just trick this to thinking the ad blocker's on. Come on. Come on. Nah, it won't let me show it. Apparently there's an ad blocker on somewhere.
Okay, I'll send you another one. Let me see if I can find another one.
Apologies, everybody. Just bear with us while I deal with technical difficulties.
Let me see page 6. You don't like that? Okay. That's from page 6. Okay.
I could go Ravenclaw as well. I'll be honest. I was a bit hasty on Slytherin there. I could deal with it, Ravenclaw.
Okay. Let me send you this.
Okay. Only because I know they're going to put me, the hat would definitely put me in Hufflepuff. So I'm just clawing.
I hope you can open this one because it's, yeah. Right, I don't need to do the ad blockers because I have an
ad blocker. I don't even know where the ad blocker is on my system. That's the problem. If I knew where it was, I would turn it off.
Wait a minute. You have the three dots on the internet. Gwyneth Paltrow showed her support for Princess Catherine with a sweet message. She actually, you know that on Instagram, Princess Catherine posted some pictures of Trooping the Color, right? That she was back. Mm-hmm. And she wrote a sweet message below it saying, I'm glad you're keep that because I can remember what it was. She says, finally made her Catherine Middleton, but Princess Catherine, alongside husband Prince William. And then you go, I have been blown away by all. She posted things, right? Keep going, scroll down because I think they're going to post.
I'm having a really traumatic nose blowing situation here.
Okay. If you scroll down, you scroll down. She posted a tweet in response to Middleton's touching message. Paltrow commented, so happy to see you looking so happy and well. With a heart emoji on Instagram. She commented on Instagram. So the entire world, you know, because she never comments on things. So Gwyneth Paltrow literally, you know, clearly is looking out for Kate and Meghan has been desperate. And I mean, desperate to be seen with Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you guys remember that? I don't know if you guys remember that Abigail Spencer went to that thing that Gwyneth Paltrow had, that launch. And we were all wondering because, you know, why, what is Abigail Spencer doing there? Because she's nobody really. But is there at Gwyneth Paltrow? She's not an influencer or anything, right? But now Gwyneth Paltrow has wished Princess Catherine well while, you know, like on Twitter. And Meghan Markle, there's an interview that I'm going to post on my channel, guys, when Meghan Markle is talking about her TIG. And this lady asked the lady, what's it called? The lady interview goes, so your site is like a mini goop. And then it's like her face, her face was like, because, you know, she was, oh, instead of saying it's like goop, she says, so your website is like a mini goop. I'm like, you know, that didn't end well. That didn't land well with her. So it was really, really funny. But this is unbelievable. This is so sweet of Gwyneth because, you know, I think Hollywood is really behind Princess Catherine. I don't think they're behind Meghan Markle. You know, I mean, what do you guys think? Do you think that that Hollywood is secretly behind Meghan Markle? Or do you think that no? One, if you think that they're behind her. Or two, if you think they're behind Meghan, if you think they're behind their room. No, one, if you think they're behind Meghan Markle. And two, if you think they're not behind Meghan Markle. I think they're not behind her because publicly, they are not showing anything at all. So, but look at that. I mean, that was sweet. And Meghan Markle is so angry. I mean, I can just, nobody's posting things to her page. Nobody's doing anything. You know, like nobody's following her. That American Riviera port chart is there, you know, which is, it's, nobody wants to hang around with her. It's, she's so toxic, guys. It's beyond the pale. She really is toxic. With the Frisk Hinder 3 and 4. Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine, though? This is the kind of thing that Meghan Markle is paying all these tens of thousands of dollars to get at least a little tweet like that or a little message on Instagram from an A-lister. Nobody's doing it. They're putting her horchair thing in.
Apologies, that's back.
And stories on Instagram. And I'm actually going to check something. You talk a little bit because I am going to check something here.
Okay. Well, I don't know what we're talking about because I was just on making a quick phone call there.
Meghan Markle is wasting tens of thousands of dollars trying to get this kind of thing that she would kill to have.
She wants goop. She's trying to make us.
No. We're talking that this woman, Meghan Markle, would pay. She's wasting tens of thousands of dollars, right? Okay. To be promoted so the A-listers notice her, right? She would kill to have Gwyneth Paltrow tweet something.
Okay, with you. Okay, yeah. So she's looking for Gwyneth to be her new clout train, effectively, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, Gwyneth Paltrow had this event, and Abigail Spencer, who's Meghan Markle's bestie, was there. Which it made no sense.
Yeah.
But Meghan Markle would pay. I think she would go insane.
I think Meghan Markle would give her right arm to have even just 2% of what Gwyneth Paltrow is. We're talking about a woman who's managed to sell out of energy vampire serum. Okay. Just think about that for a second. It was basically a glass bottle with crystals and stuff that you sprayed on yourself to repel energy vampires' energy. This is Gwyneth Paltrow. This is Goop. She marketed it. She sold it. Genius. It's genius. I mean, it's nonsense, but it's genius. Okay? So there's a big difference between where Gwyneth Paltrow is and where Meghan is. And I think we've all known for a long time that Meghan aspires to try and have what Gwyneth Paltrow has. Maybe we've not discussed that enough. Maybe I've not said that often enough, but I genuinely believe that this is who she aspires to be from a business standpoint. You can let me know if you agree or disagree.
Yeah, that, you know, like I actually talked about it because I'm going to find that clip and send it to you so tomorrow you can play it. Yeah. It's she's in an interview. She's promoting. She's wearing, you know, oddly, she was wearing that very same black sweater and jeans that she wore when she met Harry. Right. She's doing this interview on stage that they got her there and they gave her a microphone. And the lady goes and she's talking about the tick and how Jake Rosenberg, another alleged lover that she had between 2012 to 2015, the same one that she flew to California to get pictures of her when Harry was away, you know, to get pictures of her and the kids. So the lady goes, she's talking about the tig and, you know, this live and why did you call it the tig? Well, I tasted this wine, it's tinted yellow, but people don't know how to pronounce it. And it was just like, oh, such an aha moment. Now I get it. She didn't name it like Save the World, you know, this faux humanitarian. She named it after a wine, which is a little bit on the expensive side, by the way. And then the lady goes, and the interviewer goes, "Oh, so you're trying to do like a mini goop?" And her face crumbled because she didn't come. "So you're trying to start like a goop style?" No, it's like a mini goop, you know. And Megan says like, but she composed herself. I'm gonna find that clip because I actually.
Tina, if no one backs you up in the side chat, I have got your back on this one, Tina. I swear to God, best adaptation of an energy vampire in the history of mankind in that show. Just a beautiful thing. Once again, everyone, please like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Please make sure that you are, you know, actually liking and sharing. Also, as well, I'm putting together a list of people that you've been asking bookworm to, all these kind of people. And I've got a friend of mine who's helping me book some guests. Well, it's not a friend of mine. It's one of the staff members from the Atwood mothership.
The problem with Bookworm, because I have invited and she wants to come on, the problem is the time difference because she's in South Africa. You know?
Oh.
That's the thing.
Well, we can make it work. We can do a pre-recorded that's at her time and then play that pre-recorded.
I'll send her I talked to her on WhatsApp, so I'll send her the message because she wants to come on and she wants to talk about, but you know, the problem is that, and also the internet is pretty bad in the town where she's at, you know, South Africa.
Evenings right now, I ain't got nothing but time. So I'm all up for throw some people our way. Let's get some interviews done. 100%.
You know, like, and it's like I've sent you names of other people. You know, I sent them messages, but they haven't responded. You know,
And again, that's all you can really do. It's I think a lot of the time people think that there's a
we don't want to have them.
Well, then we don't want to have them where there's like a magical button that we can just press because we're at YouTube that people will automatically open their mails. So.
Yeah, but this is I'm trying to get this here. I want to show you something here because remember that Blake Lively posted this very nasty tweet, or I don't know if she deleted it. I don't know if she deleted it. Please, guys, make no mistake. Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds' wife, is nasty. She's a mean girl kind of person, you know, like she's a mean girl. She really is a mean girl, you know, like she posted that tweet mocking Princess Catherine, you know, like something about her thing or whatever. And I'm going to send you this article because she was there with Nacho Figueras and his wife and Blake Lively. I mean, I just sent you the article. She faced a huge backlash.
Can I ask if everybody, can you guys hear what I'm about to start playing? Hang on a second.
Thanks for the interview, Paula.
Can you hear that?
No.
You guys can hear that, right?
Yeah, we heard that.
Just for everyone that's like, where's the second part of the interview? Where's the second part of the interview? Like, give me a break, okay? Like, I give me a break. It's been a long freaking week. I've got it all ready now, okay? It's sounding awesome.
Sounds pretty. Okay. I was laughing about that. She sounds British.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the way it is.
That's cool. I like that she sounds British.
You want me to play the first 30 seconds?
Thanks for the interview, Paula. No. When I started to work, Princess Meghan used to come over to the house a minimum of 3 to 4 times a week, always accompanied by Mr. Marcus, or most of the time anyways. If not, she was with her assistant, a blonde lady. She was always talking on the phone around the house, always followed by a crew filming her.
So just to let you know, this is an AI-generated voice from the transcripts of the interview. Just in case anyone's like, that's a different person from before. Obviously. Okay? Okay? So just so you know.
If you interview her live, do you think you'll get that voice because
no,
I guess
it'll sound like she'll sound like an anonymous hacker is what she'll sound like, a robot voice. It'll be you've got to understand, a lot of people just think if you speed up a voice or slow it down you have hidden their voice. Well, no, because I'll just speed up or slow down the video and then hear her actual voice. So you've got to put it through a scrambler that does more than just adjust the pitch. It has to hide everything. Anyway, that's
I'm gonna upload the videos and you can put it back in.
So now Paula's gonna send me send me over because I corrupted the files again. So she's then sending me the actual interview so that I can splice in where Paula's asked a question, if you see what I mean. And again, apologies, it's taken a little bit longer. All right. But again, sometimes you've just got to, you know, propose at Taylor Swift concerts and then go and have, you know, scans for your unborn child and that. Okay. Jesus. But yeah, again, it's coming. I apologize for the delay. So yeah. Also, again, I will say I'm working on a video right now and we're going through an 82-page document about a YouTuber called I Am Alex and the accusations, the allegations, the evidence, all of this that has come out from her. His previous girlfriend. It is unreal. Tina from The Aftermath and myself are going to be delving into this a little more. And there's a couple of experts that are friends of the Sean Atwood channel that I've reached out to and I'm going to reach out to that are going to analyze some of the things that were said by this guy. And when, you know, when someone publishes an 82-page document, there is, it's wild. Okay. It is wild. So yeah, baby, did the Weeby Reindeer woman get the 130 million off of Netflix?
No, she's suing them for that.
Okay, that's what she's suing them for. Okay, I wondered. No, we're getting to the tattoo. Don't worry, we're getting to that. Don't worry, we're almost. Ronald's almost got the moolah. So it's a lot of moolah, and that's not just to get you the little tattoo for what I'm owe you. It's a whole other process that I'm getting done. So don't worry about that. It's.
No, but how would you do it? How would you disguise her voice? Because she'd be live. So how would she do? She'd be
okay. I would have her on my phone. Okay. Then the audio would be transferred from my phone into the computer that's on this side of me. Then I would be using very, very technical voice scrambling software that will scramble her voice. Then the sound that comes out of the computer that her voice is going into will then come into the video mixer and into the broadcasting computer, which is this computer here. And what we would have is a complete...
Forever, though? That would be a long life. That must take a long time
to
do. No,
it all happens in real time, Paula.
Oh!
So it would be like, if you were talking to me now, you would sound like...
Can you do it here right now? Can you do it? I want to see. Can we try? I want to see how my voice I can put me British to it. It's distorted. It's hardly understood.
Yeah, I'm
giving you examples of real-time audio changing. Okay, that's all I'm doing. I'm just giving you examples.
Okay.
In my voice. It doesn't sound like me anymore, and it's a lot harder to distinguish.
Okay, that sounds cool.
You can also sound like an older age. Excuse me, young man.
Did you know that they were mocking Taylor Swift dancing?
I need your help to cross the road. Sorry, yes, carry on.
Did you know that they were mocking Taylor Swift's dancing?
I don't care. Listen, if anyone mocks Taylor Swift, just ban them.
It's in the newspaper that even her fans were in Edinburgh were mocking her dancing on stage.
No, that's a lie. No one was mocking her dancing. We were standing there going, "Oh, she is a wonderful." That's what we were doing. Okay. At no point was anyone mocking her dancing. She has the grace of a freaking pixie fairy lady. She's amazing. Anyway, let's move on. I sound like you talking about Prince William. That's what I sound like. Okay.
I sent you another article, the article that we're going to discuss here.
All right. 1 second, please. Dun, 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 dun.
Hopefully you can open it. Blake Lively, Katie Holmes, and more attend Chanel's 2024 Tribeca Festival. This was June 11th. If you go further down, you'll see Nacho with Blake Lively. It's not the first time he hung around. There's a bunch of pictures of them at other events. They're very tight. But this is the very same woman. And she later had to apologize. You know, why do they tweet those nasty things to begin with? You know, why do they tweet those nasty things?
How dare you, Lifetime? How dare you? Carry on, Paul.
No, why do they tweet those nasty things about a woman who is sick to begin with? You know? And the only reason why she apologized is because it was cancer. Had it been something else, she probably wouldn't have apologized. And she got so much backlash, you know? So So yeah, so this is what we're dealing with. But scroll down because you can see the picture with her and Nacho all huggy. And these people are always so handsy, you know.
Jesus.
You know, Katie Holmes always gave me a weird vibe. I don't know why, but Katie Holmes always gave me a weird vibe.
Hey, listen, that's what you look like when you go through marriage with Tom Cruise. Okay. Like, I'm not being funny, but big shout out for what that poor woman went through. That's all I'm saying.
Well, she ended up, that's her. Don't go. That's there. That's Nacho. That's the one, Nacho Figueres. That's Prince William's, Prince Harry's mate. And Meghan Markle's very close mate. And that's his wife. And you have, what's it called? Blake Lively. Delfina Blaquier and Nacho Figueres and Blake Lively. But they go through a lot. I mean, people say, oh, I know what they're going to say in the chat. Well, they're just, you know, celebrities. No, they've been in a lot of stuff together, you know, so... And I wonder if this is why she posted that nasty tweet about Princess Catherine when we didn't know that she was battling cancer, you know. I'm going to go find Kate or my, she has this business, but she received so much backlash because of her business. And isn't it funny when it affects their wallets, they apologize. They don't apologize.
Obviously. Out of,
I didn't do something, but because her brand, because she sells something called Betty Boops or something like that, her brand got hit really hard. You know, it looked bad and it affects her wallet. Immediately apologies. You know, it's, Is his name? No, his name, wait, let me see, Graciela. Graciela Melinda, Gracie Melinda. Is his name really Nacho, like an edible thing? No, his name is Ignacio, I-G-N-A-C-I-O. But in Spanish, all the Ignacios, we call them Nachos.
Nacho, like the edible thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So his name is Ignacio, but everybody goes by Nacho. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, but she's so mean, you know, Ron, I don't understand why people, I don't understand, you know, why they turn on her so much hatred. You know, this lady has done nothing wrong. You know, maybe they don't like what she represents.
Yeah. Okay.
But even with the cancer thing, people, you know, that people are still going on and mocking her and all kinds of things right now. I know we have Piers Morgan come out and, I mean, I really don't understand it. And I'm not being, oh my God, but I don't understand it. Why talk about her appearance when she's cancer ridden?
Yeah, that, we were talking about that this morning, Paula, because, I mean, it's one of those things. We all seen how she was looking. I'm sure we all thought in our heads, oh my God, you know, she looks like that. But at the same time, we know she's just gone through chemo. We know she's gone through cancer treatment. I mean, you just, it's not something that you see. That's all that the point I was making this morning. And we even discussed the point, like there's a difference between if you have like a brain fart and something just slips out, or if you think before you speak, if this was on a live stream compared to if it was an edited video or whatever. But certainly, if you are Piers Morgan, you need to have the self-control capabilities of not allowing those thoughts to come out, because she looked fabulous, and that's a fact.
You know, like I'm going to say something, and please don't go do this yourselves. I've only slapped one person in my life, and it was this nasty jerk. Because I was walking. One of my friends, her kid has Down syndrome, and we were walking. We were going someplace, and you know, she has a little bit of advanced Down syndrome, right? And the guy just started going like this, you know, like it was, I remember seeing red. I just saw red. I started seeing little dots.
Yeah, that's...
Because, and you know what really bothered me? I feel like crying. You know what really bothered me? That the little girl didn't know. I feel like crying because I get so angry about that. And she didn't know, so she was looking at him smiling because she thought that he was, that's the only, don't do it yourselves. That's the only time. And before I knew it, I was slapping him. I slapped him, and some people were there, and then he just like, geez, lady. Like,
yeah, nah, not geez, lady. Not geez, lady at all.
No. And people were going, thankfully people started booing him, and there were some people, there's a shoe.
I'm telling you, see if he'd been in the city center of Glasgow and done that, he would not have made it out alive. Okay. I'm just saying, like, you don't, I'm just saying, like, geographically, it obviously paid
but
off.
But it was so rude, you know. It took me by surprise. He was so nasty because first it's like, ooh, and he's like making the face.
I get when people from a normal mindset, and I use that loosely, right? See someone capable of doing something like that to a child, okay? It is so, it's so shocking to the system because it would be like watching somebody growing wings out their back. It's so far from normal. You can't help but react. And I get it.
No, but it was so, you know, it really caught me by surprise because I didn't know what he was doing until he started making the faces and looking at her. And yeah, you know, you dumb. And I even called her names and like, what if he had been my daughter? Because he didn't know she was my daughter.
Yeah. Yeah. People lose their lives for a lot less on the streets of Scotland. I will point that out right now. I'm just saying. Like,
you know, I know people are saying, is that all he said? That she's looking a little bit things like, but that those kind of comments. I am a former anorexic, guys. In kind of comments like that, for example, here in Nicaragua, they have this nasty habit. They have this nasty habit. Instead of calling you fat, they say, oh, you look so handsome. That's the equivalent, because people here comment in appearance. If you have an eating disorder, it does affect you. You know, I'm not saying that Princess Catherine has, but this is something she can't do anything about. Yeah. She's most likely taking chemo, throwing up.
Well, that's exactly why I said. I also just want to say, Mac, I've never once said I know what I'm talking about. Okay, so don't come in because you're the one who looks like the idiot now, because I've never once claimed to know what I'm talking about, my G. Just to make it completely clear, I've been winging it on this panel for over a year now.
Nah. But the thing is that she's not like Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle is clearly, allegedly taking Ozempic. She looks like she has the Ozempic face. She's not doing exercise. Her skin, you know,
Are we talking about?
Meghan Markle, the people are comparing to Meghan Markle. Meghan Markle has lost weight clearly because of Ozempic, because she has Ozempic face allegedly. Princess Catherine, that's what I said allegedly. Princess Catherine is losing weight because other things.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, this is the thing. When it comes to someone like Piers Morgan, you would think he would be seasoned enough to not allow those thoughts to just slip out. Okay. Like, let's be honest. I mean, we've all had moments where we've said things and it's just slipped out and whatever. But really, there is no excuse. You should be in control of your thoughts in a situation where a woman is making her first appearance after going through chemo and all of that.
Still going through chemo. Oh, Sir Ian McKellen, you know, he fell down off stage and apparently he really hurt himself.
Say that again.
Sir Ian McKellen, the one from Lord of he fell off stage. He's really badly injured. He was doing a play in West End and he fell off stage, you know, and really hurt himself.
I've had to finally sign up to Twitter or X or whatever the hell it's called now, but I know it's called X, so we don't have to pretend that we're stupid. And he was trending, actually. He's not trending now.
No, but he was, because he really hurt himself. He's like 90, and that was because, you know, the stage is pretty high, right? And the thing is that it's dark, so when you're on stage, you don't see that. And apparently, and of course, that is age and
that would suck. I would suck.
Yeah, I felt bad because he was shouting, screaming for help, and people were horrified because I hope he's okay. I really like him.
Yeah, you know, sorry, I'm just catching up with side chain here.
Yeah, but we're watching at the Buckingham Palace thing.
This one here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need to refresh this one. Okay. Yeah, Lenny, I thought she looked great. I mean, don't get me wrong, she looked fantastic for what she's been through.
She looked beautiful. Are you kidding? That lady, you know, people say, oh, she's so thin. Well, but, you know, the difference between her face and Meghan Markle's face is that Meghan Markle has had a drastic, dramatic weight loss because she's clearly taking something. So her face doesn't have time to adjust. If you're losing weight regularly, if you're a regularly thin person, then your skin has time to shrink up, you know. But with Meghan Markle, her skin hasn't had time to do that. This is why she's like, it's called the Ozempic face. There's even a name for it.
Allegedly.
allegedly. But look at Princess Catherine. I want you to notice something. There is a part, and Megan Small showed it in her live yesterday, guys. When they're about to start singing the national anthem, Princess Charlotte is talking to William. But as soon as the national anthem turns, even Louis immediately stood to attention. Yeah. It was incredible. I mean, it's like him and Louis just like immediately as soon as the national anthem.
Paula, can I ask you something? This was something that my mom said to me the other day, right? And I can't remember the word she used, and it made sense when she said it. But there's a bunch of people who work in the castle who run everything, right?
Yeah, those are the administrative staff. You know, you have butler, you have the head butler, then you have the person who manages. Like, there's one that because the castle is so big, they have different areas. They have a lord. They have not a lord. They have a head butler for, let's say, there's even some really cute names. The something of the cutlery, something. So they have very specific tasks assigned for people to in there, you know, because it's so big. One is for the cutlery. One is for the clothes. City, mi amor. Yeah. So what did your mom want to know?
No, it's something else. I'll need to go back and ask her.
Let me just one second.
I need to go back and ask her because it was an interesting one. Because we sort of don't often look at the people behind the people, if that makes sense. But I will. I'll go and ask her, and I'll get it summarized as to what it is I'm talking about. Nothing quite like Ron not knowing what he's talking about, guys. All right, it's on brand for me. We're touching that hour and a half moment as well, everybody. So we'll be winding down. But can we just please make sure we're subscribed. Make sure we share. If you're into true crime, last week, John Wedger and I done a fantastic update on the Madeleine McCann case. That is on Sean Atwood channel. Make sure you go and watch that. This Thursday, we'll be back, of course, with John Wedger. We're back every day, 12:30 here for Royal News Flash. And of course, on a Friday night for A Royal Mess, the main show. Paula has returned. And we're just sort of winding down now, Paula. Yeah, the tattoo's coming, Nikki. Okay, the budget is almost there. Once the budget's there, I'd rather when we come back to the tattoo, it's all about the tattoo and there's no weight in or anything like that. So don't worry. I won't let you down. I will not let you guys down. Don't you worry. Also, I don't know how I feel about this £390 million renovation. Like,
want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Fast for 40 hours.
Stop it! They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads. No fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
I was needed to tell you the truth. They needed to update the electrical.
We need schools, Paula. Okay, we need schools in that. All right. Like, there was a school about 10 years ago in Scotland where a wall just fell down and crushed a bunch of kids. Like, come on. Seriously.
Before we go, I think that we should do Megan Small's ex account.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
I do like I like to go through because I hadn't done it because I was I'll send it to you right now because Canal Street. I don't know where Nacho is. I think he's in London right now. So go to Megan Small. I sent it to you. And if you scroll, this, why does Nacho travel with his dog? He named it a service dog. He's not blind or anything. I sent it to you, man.
Yeah. I'm scrolling to try and find it.
No, it just goes slowly. It's the first one there.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you. Why does the...
That's Nacho and his wife, Delfina.
I mean, why would you say it was a service dog?
Because they're traveling with him as a service dog. in order to be able to travel with him. Otherwise, you can't travel with him in some places. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, I know that because I'm trying to get City to travel with me, but she really is an emotional support little puppy for me, you know? Like, I mean,
we'd all do that, though, right? I mean, we can't be like,
that's the same dog that they took pictures of with a dog biscuit and the jam.
Yeah, all right, CC, fair dues. But no, 390 odd million for floorboards, and I'm thinking we need a.
No. It was also the electrical rewiring because it hadn't been done, and it was wasting a lot of
energy. Oh yeah, it's a madness.
Because remember that is a palace. I mean, they went in like thousands of years, hundreds of years ago when they built it. They didn't know they were going to have electricity. So
I hope you're under the same scrupulousness as the rest of us if we have to live in a listed building. No double glazing for the palace for you, neener neener.
They get it in order to lower the bill, you know, the electricity bill. If you go lower below the next one.
Hang on. Okay. This one? No.
This is with her and Meghan Markle. No, go lower below. That one. Have you ever seen Meghan Markle embrace Prince Harry the way he embraces Nacho Figueras?
Yeah,
nothing like pressing your bony pelvis against another man. Holy, I love her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
She's always touching him. And if you go on the picture below, if you go get out of the post and go below, there, she's always has her hands on him.
I think that's because the wind's blowing too hard and she needs somebody to stabilize her from falling over. If I'm being honest, this looks like a sail that she is wearing.
That's a way that people like her exert control by invading people's space and getting too handsy. Because even if they want to tell her, don't touch me, they feel bad about telling that, you know, because she hides it as, oh, I'm just a hugger. You know, I'm just a hugger. Like she said, I'm just a hugger. I don't understand. Try to hug a stranger in New York while you're walking down the street.
Try and carry your child.
Carry you.
Try and carry your child like a normal person.
Go to the streets of New York and just tell people, I'm a hugger. Can I hug you? You would be punched and pushed and, you know, because nobody wants anybody to come and invade their space, especially with her claws. I'm just a hugger.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Well, listen. I think.
There's another story. I'm going to send you. Read it before you post it if you want to post it. Okay. Read it if you want to post it. Okay. Let me see. Because this is actual news. Let me see. Where did I put it? I sent it to Tumi. Let me see. I sent it to Tumi. Well, I sent her so much stuff. You know, it's not even funny.
If it's something I'm going to have to read before I post it here, it's probably something I'm better reading off and posting tomorrow.
No. It's something. It's nothing bad. It's just that. This is news. You know, like this is proper news, because this is happening. And I mean, unless you know, but this is really happening. So we should really talk about it. I'm just trying to, because I sent it in the royal group here. Let me see. I did send it in the royal group for you. So I don't know why I can't find it. But this is about Princess Catherine being deposed for a lawsuit.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a news. I don't know how accurate it is, but apparently Samantha Markle wants to depose Princess Catherine because she has information. It was in the news. Here it is. So I'm trying to see. I mean, what would Princess Catherine? I don't know if it's true or not.
I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure that out from there. That sounds like a madness to me. But we can take a look at that tomorrow. But listen,
I'll send it to you on the WhatsApp, and you can look at it.
Send it to me on the WhatsApp.
And because we should talk about that story if that is true. We have to. You know, it's part of the royal mess. I sent you the Mumbology one. I'll send it to you once this is over, so you can look at it and you can.
Yeah, I'll give it a read. I'll definitely give it a read. Well, listen, everybody. The second part of the maid interview will be happening at some point today. I've got the file from Paula. I'm just going to splice her, you know, her asking questions in, and then render it out, get it sent over to her, and she'll be able to launch it when that arrives.
Yeah. I'm going to review it this time because I don't want to make sure that you don't have the cop, the voice or anything, because, you know, I want to, I don't want to, like the last time I was like, people, oh, you did it on purpose because you wanted people to see her voice. I mean, they were saying all these kind of nasty things.
It wasn't her voice.
No, but even, but you said that I did it on purpose. Even YouTubers were saying that I'd done it on purpose, you know? And I'm like, I hadn't noticed until people started watching it. I was like, I started getting all these subs, you know? And I'm like, because I just run Sentin and I just put it out, guys. I just did
it's not a voice anyway. So everyone can freaking relax. Like, chill out. Jesus.
Still. So I want to thank everybody. I hope you go watch Toomey's. The second part of the interview will be up and I'm going to post it on my community page, guys. So you can go subscribe to Toomey. Let's show her some love. I'm so thankful and grateful to all of those who subscribed to her channel yesterday. She got 1,000 subscribers yesterday. So way to go. Yeah. So today she's going to, it's the conclusion part two of that interview. It's going to be mind blowing. I'm doing the Miss Ann Harriman thing. Mind blowing, you know. I just need the black and white thing because he does this little really perverted black and white things. And it's just like really up close to the camera. It's like, you know.
Listen, thank you, Paula. Thank you, everyone in the side chat. Thank you all for being here. Make sure you leave a like. Make sure you share, subscribe, all that stuff. And I'm going to basically end this and get working on this for Paula. Then I've got my I Am Alex video coming out. Stay tuned for it all. Love you guys. Thanks for being here. We'll see you tomorrow. Subscribe to Toomey. The TRG, I'm sorry for stealing your content. Definitely give you full credit. Go and check her out too. And we'll see you tomorrow. Love you guys. Peace.